The Volumes of Truth, Volume 7, Captive Children, A Lamentation, July 12, 2010. From Yahushua, HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior, the word of the Lord spoken to Timothy for all those who have ears to hear.
Thus says the Holy One, your Redeemer, Beloved, my treasure, my most beloved ones, here I am, hear me. I am poured out like wax before the fire. Like a candle, I am dripping with tears. Yet you have not come to me. My love was poured out. My spirit fell like rain upon the nations. Tears and great mourning. I poured myself out to heal the nations. Blood and tears, pools of blood, the agony of my passion. My love put on open display. Yet who is healed in my love? Where is the harvest among the nations? According to the latter rain, it withers. Blighted wheat, waning in the heat of the noonday sun, planted in the hard and cracked ground, revealing the broken roots thereof. The rains have ceased and are withheld from the land. The hand of the Holy One removed. Captive children, held fast by the pride and arrogance of men whose hearts remain far from me, shackled to a world of bitter enmity against God and His Messiah, refusing my letters of love, stopping your ears to my voice, weeping and many tears. I had set you free. Behold, I have freely given. I have not ceased from calling to you through my spirit and by the pen of my prophets. Yet you will not listen, nor will you give heed. Even you, O churches of men, will in no wise hear me, nor are you able. Arrogant assemblies, deaf children. Bitter children, amiss in your dealings with me. I love you. Yet you refuse me still, in favor of your own way. Peoples of this world, and all pastors and teachers, and leaders among men, you are forsaken, given up to the fire, the fires of my own correction, the harsh discipline of the Father. The day of refinement and tears. I love you, yet you have not known me, neither do I see of myself in you, our hearts torn. For I see your hearts, beloved, I see and know. Behold, I have searched and have not found even one tittle of that which is of me. Cry out, therefore. Call out to your Savior. Call upon your Maker in my name. Die to yourselves. Forsake this world and run to me through the fire, and I shall abide with you in the heat of its burning, until that which must be done is finished, and you emerge purified. Humble yourselves. Cast yourselves down. I am your Father. I love you. Yet you have departed from me, wasting your inheritance in a world of unbridled sin, a world which even now hates you, a world which you have loved more than me, even yourselves. And so I have written to you page after page by the pen of my prophets, shouting to you by all manner of speaking and devices, calling to you across the ages, speaking to this generation with many tears and much sorrow, warning you of my wrath, which must come and is now here, and shall quickly overtake this world. And still you push out the hand. Do you not understand? I have seen it. Nothing escapes my eye. churches of men. I have seen it. Modern Pharisees, you fight against me. You fight against the God of your fathers, the one and only true God. And whatsoever you do to even one of these, I have sent to you, whether in word or by deed. You have done it to me. Yet I love you still. My heart is torn, a rent which widens, a rent which you have made. Why do you tear yourselves from me? For apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me is darkness, thick darkness and death. The time has passed, beloved ones. My bride is chosen, and the first election is made. The bundles are prepared and set in their places. Therefore I tell you, when you look for me in the day, look no more to yourselves, nor in man-made churches. Behold, they shall all be torn down, for in them I have not dwelled. I dwell in the hearts of men. And when darkness has fallen, and your tears well up, a bitter rain brought forth from a heart severely broken, from a spirit crushed by the weight of realization, run and seek out my beacons, my witnesses. For they shall lead you through the fire, and I shall abide with you, accompanying you on your journey, a journey of service and great hardship, of many tears and great sorrows, suffering on every side, a journey of love and hope in the midst of great adversity, the end of which shall bring a great multitude into my love, with every servant washing the feet of his neighbor, until death comes and sets you free. Caught up into my love, healed in an instant, refashioned in glory, remade in my image, partaking of my life fully. For as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, bringing forth much thanksgiving to the praise of my glory. As it is written, so shall it be done. Therefore, trust in my ways, for I am the King alone. Apart from me, there is nothing at all.